Does your computer sound like this?
Yes.
Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
MIDI Music Adventure Show. Yay! And Arfie and Quinn are here too.
Yeah, we're back.
Yes. So. Yes. So there's, well, there's a bunch of things to talk about. Not really sure, what the plan will be for this evening. We will have to stop a little early, because I'm going out.
Oh, fun.
So. So there's that, and so let's see. First things first, I took the well, let's see. There's a couple things. As you may, or, oh yeah, if you want to do Messenger, that would be good. And let me connect to the phone.
Welcome to the TBRN phone forwarding system.
The numbers are currently not forwarded. To fast forward them to yourself, press 1. The numbers are now forwarded to Andrew.
Okay.
That is amazing. The forwarding system did not lag or do that breakup stuff that it usually does.
I don't know. Maybe my I don't know. Maybe the X light is better. I don't know.
It sounds slightly better, but yeah.
Also, like, my routing for that is just ridiculous, as Quinn knows.
Oh my god, how long did we spend?
It took like 2 hours to get this to work the way we needed it to.
Sip is annoying like that. It's very picky.
Well, it's because, well, here's all the things that I need, is I need to be able to do the phone, and I have to have it go to the stream, but I have to have it go to TeamTalk, but I have to have it go to TeamTalk and not to, but TeamTalk has to go to the stream, so it's like in a whole bunch of places at once. Also, I have a channel that's dedicated to converting the full mix to mono to go out to the phone, which includes TeamTalk to the phone. So the phone people can hear everything, and from what we've heard, the mix on the phone actually sounds pretty good for a phone mix, so that's good, I guess. But anyway, let's see. So what else is new? So I had a Core 2 Quad Q6600 machine and running in the basement with four old 750 gig hard drives running on there, and I was running a Windows 2012 server on it, and I was running an Active Directory domain controller in a Hyper-V virtual machine, and the server was a member of that. And then one of those 750 gigs died, so I've been like, but the problem is, like, nobody like sells the same 750 gig drive anymore, so like I couldn't get any more, so I was kind of just skirting along with letting it run off of just the three drives, and then I decided I was gonna get new drives and update it, because the other problem with that machine is it has an Enforce motherboard with a really crappy RAID controller that I forget why, but I'm doing RAID 0 plus 1 on it is what I was doing, so that was kind of not optimal. And anyway, long story short, I got tired of trying to Like, I was going to rebuild it with, I got 3 2-terabyte drives, and I was going to just, restore back to a new RAID array on it with those 3 drives. But, like, I guess that motherboard, I guess that Enforce controller just doesn't like these 2-terabyte drives. They're just too big, maybe, for the time. I didn't think it would be, but, I mean, because when... Let's see. That machine was about the time when a SATA and 750 gig was like the biggest drive you could get.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe it just couldn't take that many drives of that capacity. But I gave up trying to make it work. And so now what I did is I bought a new case that's actually the same case I have for my Sandy Bridge Tower. Which right now is what has all the audio equipment, and the other machine had all the MIDI equipment connected to it. So the audio from the MIDI equipment goes into the audio machine, but the actual control was all on that machine. And that was a Q9650 quad core, which is still pretty decent. And right now it has 12 gigs of RAM in it, because I took the DDR3 out of the Sandy Bridge machine, and I was going to put this all 16 gigs in, but for whatever reason, I think 2 of those sticks are just not good. I don't know, maybe I zapped them while I was moving them. I don't know, but it doesn't want to run on all 4 of those sticks, so I ordered 2 more 4-gig sticks to see if I can get 16 gigs in the Core 2 quad system and the MIDI machine, and... But so I have a nice new case in there. So I moved everything into there. So now I have my OS drive, my 1-terabyte drive that has like all the MIDI stuff, like in the music recordings and things on it. And I have the 3 2-terabyte drives as a RAID 5 array in it now. And I copied that 1-terabyte drive over, and I have 1 more 400 gig drive that has data on it that I'm going to copy into there. The point being, I am finally going to transition away, and I'm going to make that machine the server in the basement. And I actually ordered 2 256 gig SSDs that I'm going to stripe.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
And I'll take those. So because this the case has hard drive bays for 5 drives, and it has a one. It came, the case came with 1 five and a, you know, the 5 1/4 or whatever bay to a hard drive size bay, so thing as well. But I figure the 2 SSDs. I think I bought OCZ, Agilities, or because they're priced really good and their performance is pretty good for the price.
I'm the happy owner of an OCZ Vertex 4.
What's that?
I said I'm the proud owner of an OCZ Vertex 4, and I like it very much.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard nothing but good things about them. Although I am sort of an Intel fanboy, but I just don't have the money to throw down on to achieve 2 250 gig drives.
All I have to say is booting Mountain Lion in 3 seconds is very nice.
Yeah. Plus the other thing is what? Whoa, that was weird. My screensaver just went off.
I was going to quickly interject here and say that Andre has a new PC as well.
He told me about it. Basically, it's like mine, except I think he has got Ivy Bridge, so it's newer. But it's cool. Pretty similar to like my Sandy Bridge machine. Although I think I have more memory. I don't remember how much memory he said he bought.
I think he's got 8, or maybe 16, I'm not sure. I know it's definitely 8, at least.
So yeah. That's cool. So pretty nice. Yeah. Yes, he was so excited.
Oh, yes.
He was a happy camper. So basically I migrated that whole machine into a new case. It's the, like I said, it's the same Silverstone FT02 case, although it's in silver instead of black, and there are some other changes inside that they made. There's one change that's kind of nice, although I feel like it's kind of cheap because it's just plastic and rather than metal. But they put a on my case because I don't know if Quinn, you probably have seen the pictures I took of this machine, of the Sandy Bridge machine, right?
I remember pictures.
With the giant twin tower heatsink and.
I wouldn't need my memory refreshed. Oh, I'm pretty okay. sure I've seen pictures well, of it of some form.
All right. Well, that's the it's the same model case, although this new one I got is slightly different, a little cheaper, but still very, very good. Like my case for the Sandy Bridge machine, one of the side panels has a window, and on the new one, it doesn't come with a window. But you know, whatever. Although it would be kind of nice. And the other difference is with the FTO2 case, they rotate everything 90 degrees, so all your PCI slots come out the top.
What?
So the plugs all come out the Whoa. Top of the case because heat rises. So like your graphics cards that have blower coolers that blow straight up, and there's three huge 140 millimeter fans on the bottom of the case. They all have filters in them. So like I get a lot of dust in my room. This case never a speck of dust in it. I open it maybe once a year.
That's so funny because you'd think that would be such a stupid idea to have the things come out the top, and then you go like, oh, wait, that's actually about one of the most inventive things I've ever heard of.
It's very good for, it's a very clever way to achieve better cooling.
Oh, yeah.
Because everything just blows right out the top, and so it's pretty cool. So, mm-hmm. so the thing is on mine, where the power supply goes, there's kind of no spot for the intake. If it depends on how your power, where your power supply's intake fan is and where, mm-hmm. you know, but, on this one, it's basically on mine. They're like on the new one. They actually have a spot that lines up right with where their fans for their power supplies go. So it actually has an opening right in the case with like a little grid, you know, like a little grill, which is kind of cool on the new one. Of course, because I have, it's a Silverstone case and I have a Silverstone power supply because. The old machine, funnily enough, the Sandy Bridge machine is a 1200 watt power supply. The Core 2 machine, I actually bought it with a 1000 watt power supply. Whoa. So it's still very good. Whew. Also a Silverstone. So that's all in here now, which is nice. And also it's, so the other thing that was kind of funny is I have a big Tunic cooler on the Core 2 CPU, but it didn't fit with the cover on the side panel cover on the previous case by like a millimeter. But I could but it was just enough so that I could never get the side panel back on. So for like a year and a half, I've not had a side panel on that thing. But now it fits in here, so it's nice and enclosed. And since this case is so good with the, it's, you know, every fan has a filter on it that you can just throw in the sink and wash and rinse it out. And,
Is that room noisy with all the fan noise?
Well, let's see if I can do a test. Let's see if I turn this mic on. Now the table's still a bit of a mess. But let's see if I can fish out the cable for the NT1A mic, and I can sort of hold it up here. And so the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that the CPU fan is set to the lowest setting, and I'll just turn on, because there's independent controls for each of the three case fans in the bottom of the system. So I'm going to put this over here with where it is now, which is I have it all set to low. And let me go like this. So we'll turn that off. Let's see. The other thing I guess I'll have to do is if I turn off my gates and stuff. So let me do that. I'll turn off the noise filters and the gates on that. So now there's no filter on this one, and turn the gate off. Now it's very, very intimate. So, oops. So now that is sort of right off to the side of the top exhaust on this on the machine. Uh-huh. Now I'll turn just the CPU fan all the way up. Okay.
That's too bad.
So let me turn that back down. Now I'll turn on the three case fans. Now they're spinned up to full power.
Wow, that's actually impressively quiet.
Yeah, so now I'll turn the CPU fan all the way up. So that's with the case and the CPU fan all the way up. The three 140 millimeter fans. I think the big fans in the new case, I think, are a little quieter at full speed than my older kit one. Because if I let's turn this all the way down. So if I go, caught on a wire here. All right, now, if I go over to, now this, of course, so now I have it hovering over the Sandy Bridge system. Now, my CPU fan for this system does spin up a lot louder and higher RPM than the other one, but also there's two GPUs in here. So you hear those a little bit, even if they're idling. But so first I'll turn up the CPU fan.
Whoa.
So that's just the CPU fan all the way up. And now I'll turn up the, sorry for all the handling noise, but it's hitting sort of the roof of the table here because it's under the table. Now I'll turn the case fans all the way up. It's a little, they're a little louder than the other one, I think.
Yeah.
So turn the CPU fans up. Here, we want to hear something funny. Let's see if I can, I should like open something with that uses the GPUs. If you hear those things spin up loud, it's like ridiculous. But, yeah. So, take this out of here.
That thing wants to be an old-fashioned Xerox machine when it grows up.
Yeah. So, there you go. Okay.
It's impressively quiet. It's cool. They need to turn your gates and stuff back on.
Yeah. So now I'll turn this on and turn that mic off. So now, turn the CPU fan down and case fans back all the way down so that I can do a radio show. So I'm pretty excited about the new case, and I'm going to be putting another copy of Win 2012 on here. Then I'll just restore my domain controller to it. And then I'll be back where I was, with a lot more space.
Are any of your machines, I'm guessing not because they're production machines, but are any of your machines running Win 8 yet?
Well, I mean, if you count my machines for work...
Work? Yeah, apart from those things, no.
All my work machines are when a... Oh, yeah. This you'll get a kick out of this. There's nothing really to worth showing, but I have... what we have at work are Samsung Series 7 slates with Windows... We load Windows 8 on them. And I was responsible for doing a large portion of the work that deployed Windows.
Does your computer sound like this?
Yes, it does. Anyway. the deployment server to basically image machines with our Win 8 build.
Uh-huh.
And I actually have an extra slate that's like, because I have two. I have one that's my actual main sort of little slate, and then I have my extra one for testing. But right now, I have Windows Server 2012 on it. And I actually have that slate.
Oh,
I have that because the slates have 128 gig SSDs in them. So I have that slate actually fully set up as a drop-in deployment server.
Whoa.
I can plug it in. It's got Pixie Server on it, and you can network boot and deploy Windows 8.
So if you ever manage to totally foobar the actual deployment server, wow.
Yeah. Plus, this will allow me to... I could drop that in and put it in place as our prod MDT server, and then I can upgrade our MDT server from, well, rather replace and reinstall instead, because from 2008 to 2012. Because one of the cool new features for a physical server running Windows 2012 is Microsoft has a data deduplication feature now.
That'll come in handy.
Yeah, especially on virtual machines and file share based things like a deployment server. So like right now they have an analysis tool you could run, and I think I would save 80% of my space I would get back.
Good. Nice.
From the data deduplication. So it's like a big deal in optimizing a physical machine. If you're running a VMware environment where you have, you know, SAN storage, which has its own deduplication, then it doesn't really matter to you. But if you're running any physical server that's going to have a data drive, it's just crazy. So
I've been playing with VMs as well. I've been playing with Linux VMs.
Ah.
Using just VMware Player, because it's, you know, free and you can just use it to test, which is cool, I think. And
see, I remember when VMware Player, you couldn't create a virtual machine on it. You can only download VMs.
That. Yeah, so that was cool when I discovered you could actually create now. I'm like, oh, fun. I think the only thing that Player doesn't let you do, let's say you've installed your Linux, as soon as the VM sees a virtual, you know, a bootable hard drive, it won't let you boot back off the ISO image again.
Huh.
Whereas I think in VMware Workstation, you can obviously change the boot order of your
virtual.
Yeah, you can do pretty much whatever you want. The new version is pretty cool too, because they have there's a new beta like add-in out that basically gives you you can basically have a front-end web interface to it.
I've read about this, yes.
Oh, so I didn't know about this. So they basically wanted to create their own little minimized version of VMware Server, huh?
Yeah. I have it on my laptop. It's pretty cool. It is what it is. I don't know though. At this point, I don't know if I would. I don't see a reason right now, if I was getting a server for myself, to not just use Win 2012 and Hyper-V. Unless I was doing a really big environment where I have real hardcore SAN systems and stuff like that, where some of the more established, you know, features of VMware stand out, there's like really no benefit right now, because in 2012 they improved a lot of stuff in Hyper-V, and the performance, as far as I can tell, is just as good for one versus the other. And frankly, right now, if you want to do anything with a 2012 server or Windows 8, it runs better in Hyper-V. VMware hasn't caught up yet, even though, I mean, Workstation works fine, and if you have the latest ESX servers, you're fine. But if you're in a production environment, you can't update all your hosts at the same time to the newest version at whenever you feel like it. So, like right now at work, I'm like waiting on stuff to happen so I can start building 2012 servers. It's really frustrating. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to talk about that anymore.
I take it that's an offset of organizational processes being what they are.
Not so much as literally not understanding why it takes certain departments so long to do things that should take 5 minutes.
Gotta love a bureaucracy, huh?
I was just about to say that.
But anyway, I'm not going to talk about that anymore for fear of retribution. But,
Do you disavow all knowledge of anything which has anything
that I just said, yes.
You consider a
plausible
job?
Deniability.
Yeah, I disavow all knowledge of everything I just said.
And you vow to take that cyanide capsule if anybody finds out, huh?
Yes. Yeah, I'll end up like that guy in Skyfall with a half-melted face.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, funny. I have to see that movie. It looks pretty good. So.
Hey, now, don't give anything away.
It was a good movie, I thought. I thought it was quite good.
My God, he's a good actor.
So here's the question. Will you bother with the Hobbit movies when they come out?
I thought they're out. They're not out?
Well, they're not showing here yet, but yes, they're out. You're right. Like, our first, you know, screen showing. I think it happens on Boxing Day.
Hasn't it been out in the US for a while?
I think I saw the ad earlier today, and it's the 14th here in the States.
Oh, see, I don't know. I thought it was, like, been playing already. Yeah, I want to see
maybe.
That. But, yeah, see, I thought it was just one movie. It's another trilogy?
Yeah, apparently he's, like, turned the smallest book of the lot into a three-movie trilogy, so I don't know what he's done.
I don't... I liked the idea of it being just one more movie, but... Really? Another trilogy? I mean, I like the Lord
understand.
Of Rings and all. Like, I thought it was way better than, like, Harry Potter at the time, and still, and all the other crap. And all the other fantasy garbage that's out there.
Yeah, the Harry Potter movies I didn't like much, but either
I mean, they're
the
good,
movies,
but, like...
The Lord of the Rings movies, he did an amazing job adapting from the book.
Yeah.
Overall.
Let's see. So, what now? My games. One updated. What is updated?
Oh, fun.
I don't know.
I was thinking of an idea. How would a King's Quest game be suitable for radio play? Maybe like 6 or 7 with.
Well, 5.
5?
5 has some speed. 5 has. Enough speech, I think.
I don't think we've ever played a Sierra. We've played like snippets of Sierra stuff, and we've obviously done all the LucasArts Monkey Island stuff, but. Oh, we've played Space Quest, of course. That was fun. 6.
Yeah.
But I don't think we've ever played a King's Quest, so that could be a fun idea.
Yes, that's not bad. I'm just looking. I'm looking through my list of things on GOG. This might take a while. let's see. I have some new games made by the same people that made the. What was it we played with the Whispered World.
I was going to say the whatever his name was.
Sadwick,
that's it.
Yeah, well, this is like a whole different, like, world. Like, a whole entirely different, you know, but it's just the same, you know, the same developers.
Yeah, no, that could be fun.
Same sort of style. So maybe I'll download that.
What's the game called, or games?
There's three. There's one, and then another one that's like a sequel, I guess, and then another one. So the first is Deponia, and the other is Edna and Harvey. So
the messages are available. It's been very quiet there. We haven't had a Shamaz writing. But you can write to us live at tbrn.net for MSN and tbrn live for AIM. And you can ring us 1-866-558-8276 on the phone, on the telephone.
Yes.
So do it if you wish.
Well, that could be fun to play. That's a pretty darn good story. I don't remember if it runs good or if it's going to crash in the middle like I remember it used to. Quinn, did you ever play Vampire the Masquerade?
I did not.
Redemption? The first game?
No.
Ah.
Ooh, that kind of sounds interesting.
You know who did the main character's voice in that game?
Who's that?
Oh my god. Now I'm embarrassed. I forgot his name. Oh my gosh. Well, he was in the original Highlander. What's his name?
It escaped me.
Christopher Lambert.
Ah.
He does the voice of the main character. Pretty good. Cool. What the hell? Look at this hair. Cannot fetch game data.
Huh?
What? Let's try this again. Alright, let's try the HTTP download. Well, that works. Whatever then. Alright, that will take like 4 minutes to download, it says.
I was trying to use my Facebook this morning, and in doing so, I got one of those really nice HTTP 500 errors.
Ah.
Oh dear. Internal server error.
Yipe. Alright, it's downloading at 3 megabytes per second. I want to upgrade my speed.
Call Verizon.
I want to supercharge my speed with Fios Quantum. You're supposed to be able to just do it online, but it doesn't let me. It says, oh sorry, you can't do that. I don't know why. Because it hates me, I guess. Alright, let's connect to this thing. Let's see. Let's play some files while we wait.
Samara says he got one of those internal errors when he tried to get a Nexus 4. And then he says, shame on Google.
Oh, this reminds me. What was I listening to the other day? And I was like, wow, there is a lot of Roland sounds in that. Alright. Let me plug the laptop in.
I guess you haven't got any time at all to do any Christmas remixes this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I was pretty happy with what I had. I thought it was pretty good.
You've got some good stuff, but I just wonder if you've done any more, seen any more. MIDI's.
Not yet, but you never know. Maybe there'll be a few tracks.
Because I like those Christmas albums. Do your family like them when you've had them in your Christmas mixes?
As far as I can tell.
That's cool.
Let's see, I need this. Right, can I put this up? Okay, that's not ideal, but this I just have to move somewhere else. Okay. It's just, see, like right now the table is a mess of wires everywhere. left over from the machine, like all the USB cables that go to the different freaking like the MIDI inputs and the Phantom and all this stuff. So I'm like trying. I usually have a spot where I can fit the laptop easily, but it's like now it's occupied by other things all over the place. It's just a big mess.
Oh boy, yeah.
So I'm trying to make enough space here to just plop the laptop down. There we go. I think this will work. What is that? That's the headphones. That's the cable for the other keyboard. This mouse and the remote control, the TV, and the lamp and the Powerball game.
Perhaps also again we could play the symphony game, because that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed
that. It was. Alright, this is gonna make you laugh. Pile of hard drives. Okay. All right, now.
You're hanging out with your family tonight, then later.
Yeah.
Cool.
Playback devices. Let's see. That's the one I want. All right, here we go. This will be pretty funny. And see if you can figure out what this is the soundtrack to as well.
Oh boy.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, that's why. Yeah.
As a side note, I've now known of Andrew for 6 years. So there's a random bit of info for you.
Let's see. Tell me if you want a clue. Like, whether this is a game or a movie, it's a movie. It's a movie soundtrack.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was a movie. I recognize it. I'm just having trouble placing the title.
Yeah.
There's sort of not much to go on right now. Let's see.
I know. There'll be more to go on shortly. This is like the prologue track. So at the movie, I think there's a little bit of like text fading in and out, giving you a little prologue. Shouldn't it be a prelogue?
Prelogue. There's prologue and there's epilogue.
I guess so.
Is it an action movie?
You could say this. You might say that. Too heavy with the compressor in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the main title track. How Roland is that? Isn't that like the Roland guitar sound?
Yeah, it sound like U110 or something.
This was a great movie.
I know I should.
The director composed the soundtrack. He composed the soundtrack to, I think, almost all of his movies, or maybe all of them. Very underappreciated director, in my opinion. Kurt Russell was in this movie. Although that doesn't narrow it down, because he worked with his director a lot. This track is called The Pork Chop Express.
Yeah, I'm honest. I'm not sure. I'm stumped. I mean, Quinn, I think he's still working on it.
Let's see. The title has the word "in" separating two other phrases. The first two words describes the situation. The second two words describes the location. James Hong was the villain. Or, if you don't know who that is, the guy who played the voice of Kung Fu Panda's stepfather.
God, Google's so useless to me on this.
Well, how about I tell you another word? Big is the first word in the title. Kurt Russell. He collaborated with this director in movies where he had escaped from two critical cities. Yeah, there you go.
Yay.
Big Trouble in Little China, the soundtrack. How glorious is that? I gotta see if there's more John Carpenter soundtracks on, like, the interwebs to be purchased legitimately, because John Carpenter deserves it. I love his corny soundtracks. Let's see.
I'm hearing like D50 and all sorts of stuff in there. That's cool.
I know, right?
Don't know what the drum machine is. The drum machine's more sounds like Yamaha. I don't know.
Oh my god! Wow, he does have more of his original soundtracks now. Oh, I'm totally getting that one. Escape from New York. I need that soundtrack. He has the Halloween soundtrack up there too.
Wow.
I should get it just for posterity. Let's see. They Live. Oh no. Unable to process the Halloween soundtrack. It was just too frightening, I guess. I want to see all John Carpenter. Here we go. Does he have Escape from L.A.? That had a good soundtrack. He does! Oh no, is that the movie? I don't want the movie, I want the album. Yes, he does have it! That's the one I want! Screw Halloween. Escape from New York and Escape from LA had better soundtrack. Oh, come on, I want to buy it. Stop doing this to me. Stupid iTunes giving me an error.
God damn it, I keep pushing Star Lock and it goes through to Linux. If I'm in there, it's annoying.
Come on, buy album. I'm going to just keep clicking buy till it works. Bastard iTunes. credit card processing is temporarily unavailable because Apple sucks now. I really don't like Apple anymore at all, I have to say. Have I told you about the experience we had with my sister's iPhone? My mom and my sister just got their brand new phones. And so, also I got her a Surface for her birthday. Which she really likes, I think. So she has a MacBook that was running 10.6. Okay. But you can't run the new enough iTunes to synchronize your iPhone 5 on 10.6. You need the newer operating system.
Wow. So you need at least
And you can't get it anymore anywhere. You have to, go into the store, and they have to, do it for you, because Apple is that shitty now that you can't upgrade your own operating system. I will never buy another one of their products again. If that's how they want to treat customers, much of idiot imbeciles.
I don't know what Microsoft do, but apparently Apples do not come with optical versions of the OS anymore. It's all, a recovery.
Well, I haven't bought a retail computer in I don't know how long. My machines don't come with OSs because I have my own Microsoft partnership. So I just plus at this point, I'm all but a Microsoft operating system deployment expert. So I've deployed their operating system so many thousands of times this year. I don't even probably 4,000 or 5,000 machines I've deployed Windows to. So
you know what's absolutely going to crater Microsoft though is their very poor decisions, especially with regards to the Windows 8 Start menu. I think that alone.
What's wrong with it? It's easier. It's way better than before.
No, it's not.
Disagree.
It's not. Nobody's going to want to use that thing with a mouse and keyboard.
You don't need to. You type what you want, and it's instantly there. It's the same thing you did with Start menu before. Nobody searched through the icons in the Start menu. You just typed what you wanted in the search box. Right?
Yeah, but it's not.
Different? It's exactly the same.
It's displayed in a totally different fashion.
That doesn't matter if you can't see it.
I could take that as an insult, but I won't.
It's not something we're going to agree on. So, let's just.
Samaz comments and says, TechNet is your friend.
Yes. That too. No, if that's the way you feel, you just haven't used it enough, and I don't know what to tell you.
I can extol some good virtues of Windows 8. Having played some games on both Windows 7 and Windows 8, it seems like some parts of that system are a lot noticeably more refined. Graphics were noticeably faster under Windows 8.
I don't know. I mean, I will still continue to say I don't see a reason to upgrade it for my gaming system. It doesn't do anything that I need. That there's no benefit.
You can kind of see my point.
But I disagree on the user interface. I've been using it for 7.5 months every day. So, you could take that one way or the other, but my experience has been, and for the most part, giving this thing to people who've never seen it before, that the new UI works really well and is easy to pick up. So, I have 1,200 systems that I've given to people. Not personally, but almost might as well be. And the amount of problems that we're having of people complaining about how to use the machine, I've not seen anything. The problems I've seen have had to deal more with third-party software not updating to compatibility.
Well, I guess my point about anything bad about Windows 8 is going to be kind of a theoretical point. It's really up to the. I guess I'm kind of seeing it from the standpoint of not knowing how every user is going to react to all these radical changes that they've done. And you know, it is a question of whether or not, you know, for my purposes, obviously I understand how the start menu works in 8, and I'm, you know,
more than happy to work with it. There's no menu.
Well,
if you're on, you press the Windows key, you type what you want and it's there.
Yeah.
You just have to know it works a different way. It doesn't work the same way as before.
And for some of us with, like, ADHD and weird things like that, where that can confuse us sometimes, there you go.
But, I mean, don't you know what programs you want to open?
I do.
So what's the problem?
It's visually distracting might be the most helpful way to describe it for me.
I didn't mean that as an insult or a joke. I don't even look at the start screen. I just type what I want, and it opens. Like, I'm staring at my computer screen, but
you know what's really weird is I could describe the same feature. Obviously, like, you made a good point. You said it's basically the same thing you do in Windows 7, and I agree with that. But my point is that there's something different about the visual presentation that makes it
what the hell
different. What was that? That's cool.
Them fighting musics.
I guess it didn't
yes!
like me very
oh,
much.
Oh, Escape from LA soundtrack is downloading.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think you just need to give it more time, honestly. And you'll find that you work faster.
So now says, get rid of the live tiles and I'd be happy.
As far as I'm aware, everything that has a live tile, you can turn off the live tile feature. You just click the button. Or if you're on a keyboard, if you're over the tile, you hit the context menu button. You know, it's the right mouse button on the icon. Will give you the menu on the bottom of the screen that has all those different options. Also, there's a registry, or I forget if it was a registry or a local machine policy, you can turn on to re-enable run as different user in addition to run as administrator. If you're a sysadmin, that's really helpful.
What is the name given to those little things that show up on the right-hand side of the screen when the mouse is...
I think it's still called the charms bar.
Oh, charms. That's one thing I really
don't like the naming of their things in this.
You know what's really funny is that's one of those things that everybody seems to hate that I really seem to like.
The Lucky Charms.
Is the Charms bar trying to be like a quick launching?
Well, no. The Charms bar contains like a quick link to system settings and the settings of any open modern UI app. As well as the search and also a quick button back to the start screen. It's mostly the primary thing that's on there. The first things in the order is search settings and other options in relation to whatever app you have open. And then on the bottom, there's machine system type things that are always there, like, so you can set the brightness, the volume, turn, you know, power and devices and screen.
Microsoft did do some nice things there. What I really like is how easy they've made it to customize the lock screen now.
Hell yeah. The one thing I wish they had in place on time for us is we wanted to have a custom lock screen by default when we image, but apparently there was no way to do it yet at the time. So you always get their like cartoonish Space Needle picture. Because we wanted to put a nice Seton Hall picture on the lock screen instead, but... We couldn't.
And that's one of those things...
Oh yeah, here we go.
That's one of those things also where not having a touch screen seems to put the user at a bit of a disadvantage, is that you can't very efficiently use picture unlock if you don't have a touch screen. I mean, you can use the mouse all day
if
you want to.
Yeah, that's true.
Brian McKinnish writes in and says he tried Windows 8 back when the preview was available, and it worked somewhat with NVDA. I'm sure that's changed now. And I mean, if you do want this old style menu, you can use Classic Shell, but yeah. I haven't really played with Windows 8 either. I want to play with it at least. So, I'm curious, but I wouldn't use it as my primary OS yet.
Let's install Vampires.
Yay, let's do it.
Checking file integrity.
Oh boy.
Checking file integrity again.
Cute, that Windows noise was in tune with the song.
Ha! Where should I install this?
Somehow says, I hear change.
That's totally what it sounds like.
Someone's asking, what are we playing? Vampire, what was it? I missed it.
We're gonna maybe play the beginning bits of Vampire the Masquerade Redemption.
There we go.
But right now, we're listening to the official Escape from New York soundtrack.
Yay.
Ha! I'm very excited about this.
Also, I would like to make a comment. I have just seen a tweet that reminded me. Sony are apparently discontinuing the cassette recorder in 2013. My comment when I first saw this was, only now? I mean, haven't tapes been obsolete for about 15 years or something? Or maybe 10?
I don't know.
I used tapes for a few... I used tapes up until about 2007, but wow.
That's interesting.
You know,
no more Walkman.
No more Walkman. I still can't get over the fact that we used to use cassettes to back up computer data in the 80s.
Oh, you still use tape to back up servers.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, just standard cassette tape, I guess, you know.
Well, they're special tapes.
No,
they're basically DAT tapes, which is still used in the audio industry.
Yep. Yeah, 48K. What was very cool was I had a Commodore 64 tape, so of course I put it in the cassette player and got, you know, all the modem type noise.
That's awesome.
Apparently, I'm trying to kill myself live on the air. I just managed to thoroughly choke on a piece of steak.
Oh my god. Ooh. And we would have never known. It would just would have been quiet.
It's kind of handy, isn't it?
That's terrible. It's because you don't believe in the start screen. See? Do you see what happens?
Yeah, that bad karma thing's a bitch.
Shamaz just commented and said that he really liked LA and New York. And Big Trouble in China Deep.
Ooh. White Wolf Game Studio.
Ooh.
Nihilistic Software.
It is a world of darkness.
Oh yeah?
The sin of Cain has spawned the cursed horror that stalks the night in search of living blood.
Yikes.
The kindred have long been a secret influence through all ages of human history, plotting against each other in a never-ending jihad.
That's very interesting.
Their immortal progeny are among us to this day, hidden from the eyes of humanity by an elaborate masquerade.
Interesting.
Okay, then. Oh, that's really strange. Kind of weird things happening with the mouse here. Maybe it's just, like, what the heck's going on there? Is it sensitivity? I don't know. No, it's like the game. Is there, like, enough something I can use to... The mouse behaves very strangely in this game. What's for some reason... Enable mouse pitch? No. How about just mouse sensitivity? Can we turn that up, please? Let's see. Ah, well. I can switch this to 1080p. Detail level. Custom, baby. First, let's change the resolution.
Nice soundtrack so far.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, I thought like all the production values on this game were really amazing at the time. Even the game engine was really impressive for when it came out.
What was the
dating on
that again?
What's that?
What's the dating on that again?
I'm not sure. You can look it up on GOG.
Yeah.
And then tell us. I'm gonna think probably 2002, 2003.
That's what I was thinking.
But it might be earlier.
Whoa. Earlier than that, June 7th,
2000.
2000?
2000. Wow. Whoa. That's even more impressive than I thought. Like, they even had, like, pretty complicated, like right now I'm going through the graphics options, turning everything up. I mean, like, now I can, like, I was able to run this on my X1600 mobile in my MacBook, and it would run at 60 frames per second at the full resolution. But it's like, when this came out, we were running, like, I think I had, like, a Voodoo Banshee.
Nice.
But so it's like, but they still, they had like model level of detail, user interface level of detail, particle level of detail, decal count, mipmap levels, selection and depth, and dynamic light count, shadow detail, texture bit depth, dynamic lights, all light mapping or static vertex lighting. It's pretty complicated for...
You don't hear about vertex lighting anymore.
The changes you have made require a restart of the game in order to function properly, because this is DirectX, not OpenGL.
This would have been in the days of 3D sound as well, like A3D and...
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of started to fade off by... Yeah, I guess it had started to fade out by then, 2000.
The last really good surround sound game for me that I recall playing was Doom 3.
Yes.
Doom 3 was pretty good.
And they managed to do that in such a way that it actually scaled up to newer operating systems, as I recall.
Yeah. Alright, where'd the launcher go?
That and it's...
I'll be right
Andrew,
back.
Andrew, do you remember that... I don't know if you noticed this or not, but Doom 3 actually supported XRAM.
Supported what?
XRAM, Creative XRAM.
I don't even know what that is.
Creative thought it was a really good idea to do something that involved putting RAM on sound cards.
Well, they've done that for years.
Yeah.
I mean, all the AWE series had memory slots on them to expand the wavetable RAM.
Yeah. Well, apparently they were making a really big deal about the numbers being incredibly high with this technology. Like in the hundreds of megs, as I recall.
Interesting. Alright, single player, new game.
Hmm.
Moravia, 1141 AD. There's a whole lot of bodies on the battlefield.
My name is Christoph Rumpel. I'm a man of God and a soldier in heaven's cause.
I guess he's fighting in the Crusades. And he got shot with an arrow. Well, so much for our hero.
Mother Mary.
Nay, my lord. Sister Aneska.
Where am I?
In Prague. At the convent of the Knights of the Red Cross. Now hush. Thou hast suffered a grievous wound and must rest.
I must return to my...
My lord, peace, I beg thee. Thy brave captain left a letter before thy sword brethren continued on their crusade.
I thank thee for this news, my lady, and for thy care. Surely thou hast drawn me back from the jaws of death itself.
'Twas the Lord that saw fit to spare thy life. We humble sisters simply attended thee.
Oh, Sister Aneska is too modest. She ministered to thy shattered body day and night, long after all others had given up hope. She did indeed restore thy life. I am Archbishop Giza. Thou hast done great service for Christendom, young sir. Tonight I shall make prayers of thanksgiving that thou live, and may send more sinners to hell.
I offer thee all my gratitude for thy service. I am in thy debt.
The rosy life in thy cheek is payment enough.
Showing something outside, the fog and shadows moving around. Scary.
I'm back.
That evening, within the convent. Our injured guy is getting up. He's getting his sword. What the hell are these things? Die! Schlachta? That's what it is. S-Z-L-A-C-H-T-A. I killed it. And I'm gonna collapse.
My wound.
Nay. 'Tis nothing. A scratch.
Your arm's off! No, it isn't.
The mighty walls of Prague once held all demons at bay, but the Schlachta have overtaken a silver mine to the east, with a haven so close to the city they boldly walk the streets by night to kill, and worse than kill. Many have been dragged alive from their homes for some unspeakable purpose.
I will never let them take thee.
Oh, sir.
Let's see. Tomorrow I shall venture into the silver mine, or a pity I am in poor health, or I would kill them all. I think tomorrow we'll venture into the mine.
Tomorrow I shall venture into the silver mine and flush the vermin from their holes.
Thou must not. Thy wound is too great.
Nay, I am resolved. They will pay in blood for the fright they have given thee.
Oh, sir, should they harm thee, my heart...
Come away, Aneska. Thou hast wasted enough of good Sir Christoph's time with thy idle chatter.
Ooh.
Christoph, the Lord smiles upon thy wrath. I shall pray for thy victory.
I shall not fail.
Okay. Now, I guess it's time to,
Oh, sir. I pray for thy safety on so perilous a journey.
Yes. It is rather perilous. Prague's old town.
The cheerful daylight world belies the horrors that prowl by night. How can the good people of Prague go about their business with such evil abroad in the land?
Let's see, what's this? Quest log updated. Reclaim the Bond Silver Mines. Let's see. So I remember this was pretty cool, because it's like they had,
Hail and well met, Crusader.
Hail and well met to thee, Knights of St. John.
'Tis good to hear the voice of a fellow Frenchman. We Knights of St. John are far from home, and I would we were back in France.
Say not so. We should gladly go to the ends of the earth in service to our Lord. Good day to thee.
Let's see if I can remember where I gotta go here. This way? I think this way. So, like, there's, like, people walking around the town. Like, it's pretty cool. It's pretty well done. I think this is the way I need to go. Yep, gate to Bond Mountains. Old man.
Take care outside the gates of the city, good sir.
Is that literally what he's
for all those that wander the highways alone after nightfall are seldom heard from again. Even the strongest of warriors have disappeared. The streets of Prague are no longer safe after dark. But beyond the city walls, all hell walks the night. Hell that disgorges from yonder castle of Visarod.
Yes, puffed. All right, Eastgate.
Where the mines, Crusader? If mere men could kill the Hellspawn, we Knights of St. John would have slain them long ago.
We lock these gates as the last rays of the sun die in the mountains. Pass within before dark, or wait without until dawn. I pray for thy safe return.
That's funny. I remember when this came out, my friend and I were playing it, and the particle effects still look good. We were very impressed by the smoke on the fire.
Oh.
That's right, I can press Z and get a first-person view. Like temporarily.
These carts still hold their ore. The diggers have fled this place in haste, and the fiends have not seen fit to continue such honest labor.
There's a torch. I got a torch now. I can equip the torch in my other hand. Silver mines one. Me, zero. Let's see. Where are we going?
Whoa. The odor of freshly mined earth is laden with the foul stench of death.
Ah, showing off that your maps are multiple levels, with ramps and stairs, and things on top of things, because that was a new feature back then, man. What the hell was that? Was that you?
No, that was not.
I swear I did not die in your video game soundtrack.
What mystery lies moldering here? This poor soul died without a wound, save a bit of blood at the throat.
What the hell is that noise? There's a thing coming! Die! Die! Oh, I decapitated him! And then he exploded. And I got some silver coins? Oh yeah. Let's see, which way should I go? If I remember, I think I need to go this way.
Oh. So I take it when you destroy an enemy that you have this cheesy old-fashioned pinata effect going on wherein coins come out?
Yeah, you know, things, they drop stuff. Die! Oh, decapitation! Oh, I'm tough. This guy, he just exploded. This thing's eating, what is that, a dead horse? Oh, what the hell, they're casting stuff. No, don't, what's happening? Ah! Attack! Oh, he's dead. Die. Hopefully I can get to, like, this, I can complete this mine quest before I have to go. That would be nice. Because it'd be pretty cool. So I'm trying to, like, work quickly. Let's go up this ramp.
I was just talking to my sister. That was fun.
What's that? A bag of gold.
Ooh, gold.
Yeah. I could use money.
It sounds like you're in a massive shower block, not a mine.
Wild dogs. Nay, well. Rats.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Oh, the reverbs. Ah, mutant rats.
Do you like rats?
Good
war. It's a rat burger.
Remember that guy from Monkey Island? Do you like rats? No, I don't
cool
like
rat.
Rats.
Get over here! God, stop running away! Coward! Now there's another one of them things coming after me. Die. Ha! Casting your healing spell was too late. Let's see, I think I gotta go up this way. Or is this the way? Nope, this is... Ah, this stuff up here. More things. Oh, here we go. Is that holy water? That could prove useful. I wish there was a fix for this weird mouse... The way this mouse works. It's just really strange. I'm using a healing salve. At least the pathfinding is pretty good. Like, because it's like you just click and then he goes there.
Ah.
So, it works pretty well. Ah. Oh, what's this? A flanged mace. Is it better than what I have? Damage 30 versus damage 30. I'll stick with my sword. Whoa.
God, that's such an awkward sound.
I know. Ah! He bit me! Die! Okay, I think I went the wrong way. Damn it. That doesn't help my time frame here. I got like 15 minutes. What's this way? Whoa! This is the right way. I hate this stupid thing with these rats. They keep coming out till like I pass the area. Zombie rats. Who needs you anyway? Okay. Got another healing salve. There's some. Let's see. What's up here? Oh, there's a chest up there, I think. Oh, look, a corpse. Die.
Suppose these the rats sound kind of like a baby lion cub? I have no clue. Oh, not the rats. He corrects me.
Stupid rat is running away from me again. Come here and get your comeuppance.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's this? A fine dagger. Hopefully it will fetch a fine price. Real heroes don't use daggers.
Nah.
Use swords. Or other mightier weapons.
The sword and staff.
Die. Ah! What was that? Okay. I think we're almost to, like, the next level. I forgot how many levels there are. Holy crap! There's a lot of rats here. Die! Well, it was only three. Maybe I overreacted. There we go, level two. Okay. More holy water. That's good. Or not good, depending on your optimism level for the perils to come. Ah, a shield! I see a shield over there. Ugh, that fucking rat is running away again. I hate that.
I reclaimed this treasure from the clutches of evil and reconsecrate it to a godly purpose.
Yeah! Put that shield on. What the heck? I died? I didn't know my health was that low. Well, that sucks. Well, it has an autosave right at the start of the mine here. My health was not that low, I thought. What the hell hit me that hard? Damn it. That puts a hampering on my time framing once again. Oh, you know what might have happened? I might have been under attack by the stupid rat during the cutscene, but it didn't show me. But now the rat is dead.
Oh, weird.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Didn't quite think of that, did they?
That's the only thing I can think of here that makes sense. Die!
Brains.
This guy's tough.
He's gonna get me started with the brains.
Is he gonna? Oh my god. Die! There we go. That's better.
That sounded slightly painful.
I reclaim this treasure from the clutches of evil and reconsecrate it to a godly purpose.
Yeah.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Let's use this healing salve just in case. Okay. Let's head this way. I could explore some more, but... Oh, this is the wrong way. So I technically am doing that. But there's gold! There's gotta be like a hotfix for why the mouse is screwed up in this. I can't even describe. It's like, it's not delayed. It's like it doesn't move until I move it a certain amount.
Threshold.
Yeah. Oh, somebody's dead, I think. You hear that noise?
Dead.
Oh, great, more rats.
Whoa.
I heard somebody scream.
I did.
Oh, I see two of these guys now. Oh, great, and there's rats, too. That's what I need.
Oh, God. He sounds really angry.
Die.
Die!
Ha! Decapitated. I just have to cross this threshold here so the rats stop coming. God damn it! There's more rats! I hate them! Use the healing salve there.
It sounds like he gulps the healing salve in the leaf.
Yeah.
One of those sounds like somebody made the sound effect by revving up the chainsaw and then muffling the noise.
Discipline potence? Huh. That was an interesting noise. You must have heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take another healing side here. This guy's got a bone he's to pick with me. He's using a big bone as a weapon.
Funny.
Alright, that guy's dead.
I don't know why, but this is giving me flashbacks to Carmageddon.
Rags, isn't that nice? Well, it's armor, I suppose. Alright. There's click to pull the lever. I pulled a lever that's lowering the water in this area so that I can cross, and there I see a war ghoul over there. Waiting for the water to go down. It's going down. It's taking its time. There, it's starting to pick up the pace here. Oh, here comes the war ghoul. Oh my god. He's gonna probably hurt me. Oh, great, there's freaking bad guys coming too. So far, he's missed. So far, I haven't taken damage. Oh, holy shit! Run! Healing Salve is your friend. I'm gonna try and kill the little guys.
That's quite an impressive racket you've got going on there.
Alright, I got one of them dead. There's the, now it's just the war ghoul that's left. This guy hurts. Yes! Die! That's right.
Oh.
Now, what's up here? A whole lot of nothing. Disease vaccine, that's not really the most helpful thing of all times. Have a lot of holy water, though. Rearranging my little quick inventory here. Alright, there's the other way. Alright, let's see if we can do this. Ugh. What's funny? Ah! Not helping me finish this in the time frame I desire. Oh, there's a... Alright, I don't need a bag of gold. If it was a healing salve, I'd run over there. Oh, more rats. I don't know which way to go. I'm met with a fork in the road. There's a ramp that goes up. There's a way off to the side. I think I go up. I think this was a dead end. There's a... I think that's a healing salve. Oh, and some stakes! Wooden stakes.
Yeah, wooden stake through the heart.
Oh, that could prove useful. Let's go this way. Hooray for pathfinding. Because it's like, I just aimed the camera from up high to down where I wanted to go, and he went all the way down the ramp that took me there.
Oh.
It's like he went all the way backwards and everything. Oh, I hate these rats. Oh, they're... Oh, my God. I gotta use a big healing thing just to stay alive. How the heck am I gonna fight the boss? Well, one of the rats ran away. There it's back. Die. Is there anything here that I can use? No. Let's go up here. I think we're nearing the end of this bit here. Oh, there's some barrels over there. I'm going to break them in case they have a more healing salves, because I only have like two.
I'm glad I didn't say anything, because I thought you said there were some barrels over there.
You never know.
Yeah, especially with this environment, huh?
A rusty axe? I don't need that, really. Okay. So what do you think of this game so far?
I like it.
Yeah.
Down to Silver Mines level 3. A treasure chest. Ah, a skull cap. Let's put it on. That's useful. Hey, some healing salves. It's like exactly what I need. Alright. What's going on? What is this place? This place is starting to look creepier by the minute. There's skeletons strewn all over the place. What is this? What is this? This looks like some unholy place. That's what it looks like to me.
Desecration all over the place, huh?
Let the builders of this mockery of a holy cathedral show their wicked faces. Out, blaspheming wretch!
Yeah.
Taste the steel of righteousness.
I am Aldra, the unliving. And I
really?
Bid thee welcome to my domain. For I have found thee an inhospitable and ungrateful guest.
This creature
strike
is
me down, she devil.
Wearing
cursed
some
creature.
Arms as shoulder pads.
Earth has no room for such as thee.
Verily, all the earth is all dominion. With every passing day, our numbers swell. We shatter all defenses and corrupt all home places. Tonight, we shall rule all of all, and everyone, mortal and canine alike, will tremble at our coming.
Hellspawn. The purity of the holy places protects them from thy evil.
Yeah.
Purity can be sullied, and holiness can be defiled. The masseuse of Visceral shall awaken soon. He shall defile all that is pure, and leave corruption in his wake. In defilement lies his strength. Purity is sweet meat to him.
I don't know, I understand what this thing's saying. I wish I had subtitles.
I know.
Die, thou damned beast.
I understand what he's saying.
Thou hast spat thee out of heaven in ancient times, and now I scourge thee from the earth. Die!
Yes,
burn
die!
Far from the sight of God.
There you are,
not everyone. Uh-oh, here we go.
Come on, mouse, don't fail me. I'm throwing holy water at it. And I'm trying to get the mouse to cooperate. Have a holy water. Punk.
I offer thee no last rites. The sweet redemption of our Lord is forbidden to the likes of thee.
Ooh.
Thou hast no home now but the eternal torments of hell.
Hey, I leveled up.
Ooh.
All right.
Brian McKinney's asking, was that a boss battle? Yeah, I believe it was.
Like, yep.
The first boss level thing.
Okay. Quest log. Return to St. Thomas. Not before reclaiming my treasure. Let's see, alright. Because I'm trying to get to the part to, like, the next big cutscene. So I just gotta walk out of this place. And then there should be a shortcut that takes me back to town. What's this?
An amulet of St. Jude. 'Tis an omen. If I redeem so holy a relic from this ungodly tomb, surely the saint shall grant me his favor.
There we go, up to Silver Mines level 1. That's what I'm talking about. Let's get out of here. Come on, mouse, stop failing me. There's gotta be a fix for this mouse problem. So, like, it's taking some effort to deal with the mouse and do this, I have to say. All right, back to the East Gate. Let's talk to these characters.
Who comes there? Ah, the Crusader ends his day in retreat. Back for another rest in the nunnery?
All of Prague may rest. I have claimed the head of the Demon Queen.
Praise be to Christoph, champion of Prague.
Yeah. Punk. All right. Let's head back this way. And this way, I think. I guess that's the wrong way. Crap. Ah, here we go.
I am newly returned from the Silver Mines. The evil therein is no more.
The splendor of the Lord rains down upon thee, Christoph. I give thee this wrought silver cross for thy labors.
I would hear all thou knowest of Vampire Lord, that I might fight them more wisely.
They are evil. That is all thou need knowest. I do not corrupt my soul with knowledge beyond that.
I thank thee.
Okay. Quest log updated. Visit Sister Inezka.
Hurrah! Hurrah for Christoph! The mines are safe again.
Yay.
I'll hail the crusading hero of Prague. Hurrah!
We thank thee for restoring the mines. We finally have new silver to craft and sell. God bless thee, Sir Christoph.
My heart warms to see the good people rejoice so, and yet Osra's words chill me to the core. I fear that evil endures in Prague. Good morrow, m'lady.
Good morrow, my lord. We give thanks that the mines are restored to godly condition, and we rejoice to see thee in health after such danger.
Yet there is danger in health, for I must forgo thy tender ministrations.
My lord!
Yet now I suffer a new affliction, for which thou hast the only cure.
I shall serve thee in any way I can, my lord.
I have retrieved a sacred relic, m'lady. The amulet of St. Jude, I wouldst give it thee, m'lady, for thy devoted care.
I take no gifts. The Lord's work is favor enough.
It is the dearest of all I have, and thou art the dearest of all I have not. Please keep this for my sake.
Okay, quest log updated. All right, rest.
Okay. Have a good thing to do.
Press save.
So, Ulysses, did he just say champion of frog? Any comments?
Wow, oh, sir,
got him some.
I pray that the light of the Lord fill thy body with strength and vigor.
Okay. That's good. Now what?
Good day, Archbishop Giza.
Explain thy intentions toward good sister Ineska. I command thee to speak only truth before God.
I find her the fairest of all God's creatures, and bemoan the cruel fate that hath placed her beyond my reach. In another time and place, we might have found happiness together as man and wife.
Such thoughts are evil. Thy concupiscence damns thy soul and dooms Ineska. I command thee, purge such lusts from thy heart. If not for thy sake, then for hers. Do not tempt her away from her holy orders, thou wicked, selfish boy. She is out of thy star and is not for the likes of thee.
Good God.
Her place is with me, with us.
What?
Here, in the convent. And thy place is out in the wilderness.
What's that,
striking
he said?
The fear of God into the hearts of the heathen. If thou art strong enough to entertain such lusts, thou art strong enough to return to thy regiment.
Alas, they are too far away.
Well, the streets of Prague are still host to unclean demons. Perhaps thou shouldst destroy these abominations to expend some of thy hot blood.
I must protest. My place is here. The demon queen confessed they sought to defile holy places. 'Tis my duty to protect these hallowed grounds when next they attack.
Thy archbishop shall dictate thy duty. Hunt them in the streets.
Let's see.
I obey, but I shall protect the streets in front of the cathedral and convent as well.
I shall be watching thee, thou immoral lad.
All right. Well, I am being called. Uh-oh. It's the sunset. Final sunset for our friend. Maybe. Prague's old town. At night. Spooky. But I have to, like, end this here. So, which is a good cliffhanger. What is gonna happen? Who the hell knows? It could be spooky.
I agree.
Save slot one. Save.
And I don't like that bishop. He's a bit zealous.
Yes. So tune in next time when we will we'll play some more of this. And yes,
there you go.
That's it. So that's all for today, and I have to go. So right. Goodbye.
Thank you much.
Catch you later.
See ya.